From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is back in the States again with his friends and fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kulu. Jim has been in Chicago on business, but has now rejoined Lil in New York, and apparently just in time. For now at the hotel, Lil has received a message which she thinks calls for action in a hurry. She turns to Jim, who's just come in.
Jim, there's no time to lose.
I know, Lil, that's what you said over the phone, but I still don't know why there's such a great rush.
Oh, but Jim, I told you I'd gotten a note from Ramon O'Reilly. And...
Oh, yes, yes, he's that engineering student from South America.
Yes.
A nice young fellow. What about him?
Well, he's here in New York now, Jim, and in trouble. Here, read this note he sent me and see what you think.
All right. Oh, on Hotel Belgrade Stationery,
yes.
Eh? Ramon's rather well off, isn't he?
Well, his father is. He owns one of the largest cattle ranches in South America. Go on, Jim, read it.
Okay. Dear Mr. Vril, I must see you at once. Please telephone me as soon as you get this. I shall wait for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Room 1620. And I beg of you, do not delay. Lil, when did you get this?
About an hour ago. And I've been getting more worried every minute.
An hour ago?
Yes.
Why don't you telephone Ramon right away and find out what this is all about?
Well, I did, Jim. I tried to.
Oh, he wouldn't tell you anything over the phone?
When I phoned, I didn't get any answer. I've tried him three times in the past hour. No answer. He must have gone out or something.
But this note said he'd wait for your call.
I know it.
That's strange. Did he tell the desk clerk of the hotel where he was going?
Well, no, Jim. The clerk didn't even know that Ramon had gone out.
Well, maybe he's come back now. A little, try phoning him again.
Well, all right, but we'll probably get the same answer. Hello. Hello, operator. Please let me have the Hotel Belgrade. Yes, that's right. Oh, by the way, Jim, where's Kulu?
He went to the movies. He's going to meet us here later on.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hotel Belgrade. Oh, may I speak with Mr. Ramon O'Reilly? What? Mr. O'Reilly has given orders not to put through any call to his room. Oh, uh-huh. No, thank you, no message. Goodbye. Jim, did you hear that?
Yes, Lil. I don't get it. First, no answer, and now he won't accept your call.
It just doesn't make sense. There's something terribly wrong going on there.
Oh, it may be just a harmless mix-up.
Mix-up? How do you figure that?
Well, Lil, suppose after Ramon sent you that note, he developed a headache or something. So he decided to go out and see a doctor.
Yes, that's possible. Anyway, that would account for the no answer when I called.
Right. And then when he came back, he might have decided to lie down and rest and left word with the hotel switchboard that he wasn't to be disturbed, until he felt better.
Do you think that might explain it?
Well, it might.
But you're not sure of it, are you?
Frankly, no.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Jim, let's get on over to Ramon's hotel and find out. Uh-oh.
Oh, that must be Colo. Sounds like he's in the hurry.
I'll answer it. Oh, what? Why, you're the man who brought me the message from Mr. O'Reilly. Come in.
Si, senorita. I am Pedro, his servant.
Well, come on in, Pedro.
No, senorita. I have been sent here only to say one thing. Then I must go.
Well, what is it?
This. Senor O'Reilly begs your pardon, and he asks that you forgive the message which I brought to you.
But he said he wanted to see me.
Oh, no, senorita. That is no longer desirable. They do not wish it.
What's that, Pedro? Who do not wish it?
Senorita, who is this man?
Oh, Pedro, this is Jim Bradley, a friend. He knows Mr. O'Reilly.
That's right, Pedro. And if he's in any trouble, I'd like to help him.
No, senor, no. If you are truly his friend, you will not try to help Senor Ramon.
Why not?
They would kill him. And you too.
Jim.
They have guns and they fear nothing.
Pedro, who are they?
Senor, it would mean my life to tell you.
Oh, please, Pedro, you can trust us.
Senorita, if I were to speak one word to you about them, they would hear, they would know.
What? Well, how could they hear you?
How? Such as they, senor, have strange powers. They are not men like you and me. They are different. be well then, senor. Adios.
Wait a minute, Pedro. Wait. You can't say who they are. Tell us at least what they're after. Where they come from.
Do you really wish me to say...
Yes,
Pedro. So we can help Senor Ramon.
Very well. Though it bring me to my death, I will tell you, but for one reason only. So that you will not go to help Senor Ramon. For when you hear, you will not dare.
Well, Pedro is at last getting up courage to tell Jim Bradley the identity of the strange individuals who seem to have gotten Ramon O'Reilly into their power. Just how strange and powerful they are, even Jim doesn't yet imagine. He's in for a real surprise when he finds out. You'll find out, too, in just a moment when we resume our adventure of Jungle Jim. You know, it's good to sit back and relax, let your imaginations run wild, do a little daydreaming. And that's where Puck, the Comic Weekly, comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. That's why Puck, the Comic Weekly, makes reading time adventure time. That's why grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes wouldn't miss a single issue. And it's why the Sunday papers that distribute Puck the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. So ask for the Sunday paper that carries Puck the Comic Weekly every week. When you see the figure of Puck and the name the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. And now to an unexpected turn of events that will directly concern Jungle Jim. Jim and Lil are waiting breathlessly for Pedro, Ramon O'Reilly's manservant, to continue speaking, for he's just about to tell them who the mysterious strangers are who seem to have Ramon in their power.
Go on, Pedro. Tell us who they are.
I will, senor, and then you will no longer think of trying to help Senor Ramon. You will have too much fear.
I doubt that. I haven't seen any man yet who could frighten Jim Bradley.
Senorita, I myself would not be frightened if they were men. These are not men.
What do you mean?
Men are not so tall as these, senor. And men do not have skins like copper that have been blackened in fire, nor such eyes, senor, like pools of pitch.
Jim, what's he getting at?
I don't know yet. Pedro, if they aren't men...
They are not, senor.
Then what are they?
Devils, senor. Giant devils from the fiery pit.
What?
I saw them myself. Three of them, each... Three heads taller than a man, and dark as death.
Pedro, where did you see them? In Senor Ramon's room?
Yes. They marched in and surrounded him.
What do they want?
They came to warn him not to return home to the ranch of his father.
Why not?
Why?
This they did not say, but they told Senor Ramon that it would not be safe for him to return. No, and not safe either for Don Jose, his father. The devil said, senor, they said it would mean death for them both. Death by fire.
Wait a minute, Pedro, wait. Do you mean that these...
Devils, senor. They are devils.
Sure. Do you mean they actually threatened to kill Mr. O'Reilly?
And his father, Don Jose, also.
They'd kill them both if Mr. O'Reilly went home to South America?
Si, senor. That is truth.
Pedro.
Si, senorita.
What did Senor Ramon say to all of this?
He said they could not stop him. And the devil said they would make him to change his mind.
Well, then what happened?
I do not know. It was then that Senor Ramon sent me here to tell the senorita to keep away.
So that's why. He didn't want me to get mixed up in it. Jim...
I'm way ahead of you, Lil. The sooner we do get mixed up in it, the better. Pedro, for your own safety, better stay here till we get back. Don't leave this room. Come on, Lil. Get your hat and coat.
Right.
We've got to get to Ramon's hotel as fast as we can.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you, sir?
We'd like to see one of your guests, Mr. Ramon O'Reilly.
Certainly, sir. I'll ring his room. Just a moment.
Don't bother. We're expected.
Oh, you are. But Mr. O'Reilly left specific orders
that he didn't want any visitors.
Exactly. How did you know?
We asked him to do that because we don't want our conference to be disturbed.
That's right, and we're a little late, so we'd better go right up.
Well, that's not very regular.
But I'm sure it's all right, and thanks for your courtesy. Room 1620, I believe.
Yes, but very well.
Jim, the elevators are over this way.
All right.
Jim, 1620 is down this way.
Uh-huh. About three doors past this one, I think.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yes, Stone, this is it.
Jim, let me get next to the door and see if I can hear anything. No, not a sound. Quiet as a tomb.
I'm going to try the buzzer.
Jim.
Might as well find out the worst right away. If they won't open the door, I can say I'm a bellhop with a telegram.
No answer. Jim, I don't like this.
Steady, Lou. I'll try knocking.
There's no answer to that either.
Well, then I'll try the door. You stand by to cover me.
Okay, go ahead.
Say, Lou. The door's unlocked. And the room's empty. Come on in, Lou.
Sure, I... Jim, the room's a complete wreck.
Ramon must have put up a terrific battle.
Jim, do you smell something funny?
Yes, I do. Like old-fashioned matches, lots of sulfur.
Well, he's not in this room, that person. Maybe they could... Jim, what's that noise?
It sounds like the queerest snoring I ever heard.
It's coming from behind that door.
I think you're right. Stand clear, Leo. I'll swing it open. It's the bedroom. And that's wrecked just as bad.
Looks as if they kept on fighting in here, too.
Look, Leo. On the floor, half under the bed. A body.
And so Jim Bradley finds that he's walked straight into a mystery whose main characters seem brutal enough to be devils in human form. Who are they? And what are they after? Be with us next week at this same time when we resume our adventure of Jungle Jim.